We are so excited to talk to our next exceptional leader. Her name is Dr. Sarah Kelverick, and she is going to tell us a little bit about what she's doing in her district to accelerate reading achievement.
Thank you so much. Yes, we are elated to be embracing the Virginia Literacy Act, as I am a superintendent in a small rural division with approximately 4,500 students. And we have demographically approximately 50% Caucasian, 48% African American. And so we love having a wide array of student experience within 555 square miles. So large, expansive land, and great opportunity for our students.
That is so exciting. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing in your district to accelerate reading achievement.
Wonderful. So in preparation for the Virginia Literacy Act, we have been working behind the scenes to help scaffold the learning and the transition to the science of reading. And what I mean when I say that is we have created a bridging document which helps our staff and our teachers understand what are you doing that is something that is coherent to science of reading and will remain. What are things that with small tweaks or refinements will yield good results? And then what are things that we will be ultimately or already have removed from our plate, almost weeding the garden, because we all have so many tools and tricks associated with instruction of reading and literacy, and it can be really challenging to embrace change. So in doing that, it's helped us address the roots of resistance around transitioning from one model of reading instruction to the second.
So let's talk about that for just a second, because that's a huge thing, like that mindset shift, that buy-in. Tell me, what have you done to kind of help to mitigate that and push that and shift that perspective?
Sure. So first of all, I think it's critical that an administrator is able to talk the talk and walk the walk. So we've begun administrative training so that they understand the science of reading and what quality instruction looks like. And then they can serve as champions. And internally, we have enrolled 10 different classroom teachers in a William and Mary cohort to become reading specialists so we can grow our own internal capacity and that they have a toolbox and language that will help that infiltrate into the buildings. We also have looked at the why, and we've been very meticulous and intentional with communicating the why to our team so they understand the research behind that, as well as making sure that ultimately they understand the how. So if we have a base of what research is saying, what are the techniques that we need to make sure we equip our staff with, which leads into curriculum adoption, which we're in the midst of right now, and making sure that we have all of our stakeholders at the table. We've developed a website with all of these resources that parents can access. And so we'll be doing parent evening events and helping them also understand this massive shift to more structured literacy.
Yeah, so I see that you're also really talking to parents and talking to the community. What is some of the feedback that you're getting from them?
Well, specifically, our Special Education Advisory Committee has been really instrumental in spearheading the parent initiatives because the research behind science of reading documents great impact upon our students with special needs. So they have definitely grasped on to this transition and really used this opportunity to engage a community that in the past may have been rather disengaged. So that's been an exciting byproduct of this initiative. But ultimately, we have the Right to Read documentary being shown next Thursday. You know, it's Black History Month.
So
we're partnering with our NAACP and having a showing with multiple regional partners. So we're really excited about that. That will provide some basic understanding of the importance,
right?
And breaking down some of the barriers associated with reading. But then from there, we're going to be really strategic, putting a plan together, getting the messaging out, offering the sessions for families to come in and observe and learn some of the strategies that then can carry home and replicate at the house.
This episode is brought to you by Just Right Reader. A critical component of a high-quality explicit phonics program is applying developing phonics skills in real connected text.
Decodables give children opportunities to read successfully and independently from the moment they begin learning phonics. For beginning readers, experiencing the joy of reading success is highly motivating and accelerates achievement. To learn more, visit justrightreader.com.
This is exciting. You're doing a lot of really intentional, great work. And I think that's exciting.
Thank you.
So what successes, you know, you've been working up to this point and you're about to, you know, continue to drive this thing forward. What are some of the big successes, big wins that you've been seeing?
Well, I think qualitatively, when you sit hip to hip with teachers and they at the beginning of this initiative and they were enrolled in letters training, which is really like two college classes while they're working full time, they're manning their households. And so we listen to them and we've built in stipends to support them monetarily in the investment of time. But when you're sitting next to them and they are finishing that book one or step one and they're saying, oh my goodness, I have such guilt over teaching students for 10 years with this former model. And now I understand what the brain needs. That alone is like a light bulb moment and warming to the heart that we're doing the right work and that they're seeing the investment of time produce results that, you know, are helping kids be productive readers.
Yeah. One of the things that I've noticed as I have these conversations is that for so long, teachers were hoping they were doing the right thing. Like we were kind of like we had curriculum, we had structures in place, but we were a little uncertain. And now that we've gotten these real solid research-based strategies that we're putting in place, we know what we're doing.
Yes.
It's not a hoping, it's a knowledge, it's a knowing. And the confidence that's coming from that, the confidence that's coming from teachers, the confidence that's coming from children, the confidence that's coming from parents.
Yes.
Because now teachers are able to say, right, this is how you can support your children at home.
Right.
It's been amazing.
When you give them the skill, the will becomes second nature because they feel empowered. So that's a pretty exciting outcome of this Virginia Literacy Act that we have embraced.
That's so exciting. Are there any challenges that you've had or that you've faced that you kind of had to create strategies around?
Well, I do think I mentioned roots of resistance, you know, people not necessarily understanding the why or how it's going to positively impact their person themselves and or their classroom, that their plate is running over already. And so it's one more thing in the world of education that they need to now tackle and become experts. So I think once we were attentive to each of those aspects, we started to gain momentum and be able to build internal supports and champions that kind of grab the torch at each of our individual buildings. I do think having a cohort going through a master's, post-master's certificate endorsement program has also created internal conversation. And so that has definitely been advantageous. But I think long-term, you know, we're going through a very robust adoption process. And so that can be challenging because you have a variety of perspectives at the table. It also may require for us to take things off the plate that others love. And so kind of, you know, working through a rollout that is clean and transparent.
Yeah.
I think is really important.
That's awesome. So. I have one more question for you. We get so much information thrown at us. Like we were just talking about, there's so much on our plate. If you were going to give pieces of advice to school leaders, district leaders on how they can make impacts, like significant impacts by doing simple things, what would that advice be?
Oh, goodness. I am a very strategic thinker. So I have a big vision and then I backwards plan to operationalize that with action steps. But being strength-based, meaning know your people as people and as professionals and understand their work style preferences and what each person brings to the table and then capitalize on that because the answer is in the room. And if you are able to really hold people accountable with measures and expectations, but also empower them to find their their own piece of the puzzle, then they're more likely to have all their efforts align with what the collective goal is.
I love that. I love that. That was so good. Listen, I am so grateful. Yes. Thank you for taking the time to sit down with
us. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts, your passions, your ideas. I'm excited to see where you guys go, and we'll continue to keep watching
Absolutely.
Where you guys are
going. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. If you found this conversation valuable, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. We will see you next time on Science of Reading Leadership, Guiding Minds, Transforming Lives.